I got to say.
No, Jack, we're going to stop. We're going to stop with the sound effects.
Well,
I talked.
We told the producer
to completely stop it. And we're just going to have nice little maybe some birds chirping, some wind and grass blowing.
I didn't want to tell you this, Brian. Okay, because I remember the last Jack attack. It sounded like a little cap gun. Now that is not a Jack attack. So I had to go above your head. I talked to the producer. And he says Jackson wants it, buddy.
Who did you talk to?
Your producer.
Of this show?
Of course.
When did you talk to him?
I talked to him after that little cap gun Jack attack the other day. One little firecracker going off is not a Jack attack. And he says we're going to have to full blow up Friday today. What can I say, buddy?
What the hell's going on? He's going into the sound effect.
Here we go.
Get out of there!
Okay, and we're stepping out of the boundary.
Get out of the sound effect room!
4 days on these folks, you only have 2 days left. You remember, you buy a car here, you get 10 cents off the gas station, the Wrangler Shell right up the road. Okay, as a cowboy partner. 4 days. Okay, 920 West Broadway. Give us a call at 732-2886. As you may or may not know. Oh, baby. That was a great Jack attack on Blow Up Friday. Remember, folks, 2 days left on the $37 acquisition sale. You come in, give me $37, take on the payments, you have yourself a beautiful car. We have a terrific selection of vehicles, although they are flying off the shelf, so get down here real quick, 920 West Broadway, see Jack, see Roy, see Tamara or Tom, or speak with Abby. We're getting it done one customer at a time. And that's the Jack attack on Blow Up Friday. Come on down here quick, folks. Cars are flying off.
I do not like you going over my head on stuff like this.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, Brian, but I can't have firecrackers. I need a Jack attack.
We're supposed to be kind of a team here.
Cowboy Motors, 920 West Broadway, guys. Come on down.
All right. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay, Brian. I hope there's no hard feelings, man.
All right.